Hey guys, it's Fawcast time. What's going on? We were away. I was away last week. Well, it was a weird Fawcast last week.
It was a little different.
But we're back.
My sincere apologies.
The boys
by the
are
way.
Back.
That was your fault, Charter.
Well, yeah, okay. It was my fault. I should have been on last week, and the streak ended. I felt bad. Ripken would have done better than I did, but I feel bad. We let people down. We heard a few comments on Twitter that it sucked last week, and I feel personally responsible for that.
I had a couple saying that they don't want me to have you guys back on, so I don't.
That's fair.
I mean, it's.
Was that Cheezer that said that?
I think it was your brother.
Yeah.
I think it was Eric.
How do we want to do today's show? Because there's a huge game tonight. I feel like it could be dated if we spend too much time talking about
the Vikings. You don't know the Vikings?
Vikings boys.
Iowa State and the Vikings,
okay.
Of course. So do you want to spend a lot of time on that, or should we go like more for a weekend preview? What do you guys want to do today?
You know, whatever Mark wants to talk
it's
about.
It's December, man. You know? It's what's the tagline for December? December to remember. December to remember on the Lexus stuff.
You're rich. Have you ever bought your wife a car and put a bow on it for Christmas? I'm so sick and tired of these commercials.
I have.
I've told the
shut up.
I've swear to God.
I've told the story about my wife, and I did buy her a car. Didn't I tell you guys the story about that?
Oh, and she got pissed.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. I think in hindsight, if it had been a Lexus instead of a Chevy, it would have gone a lot better. And if I had done a bow.
Is Carl Chevrolet still on our site?
No.
Okay, then you can crap on Chevys.
Okay, so by the way, this is funny. You guys know I'm fairly entrepreneurial. I actually looked into this once. I went to register a domain name, carbows.com, because I was looking for bows. Like, Where do you buy these bows that are big
enough
for a car?
The dealerships should have them, I think.
The dealerships have them, but they weren't available anywhere. And this was years ago when I was looking. So I wanted to corner the market on carbows, but obviously ended up not doing
that. I would think
that
the dealership would give you a bow. If you buy a car.
Most don't have them, but maybe Lexus does.
I think that... Well,
Bose speakers?
Yeah.
No, Bose speakers. Tron had us a bunch of them up
Yeah,
there.
So I got one from Tron when I got my wife a RAV4 back in the day, and so I delivered it with a magnetic bow that went over the top.
See that? Yeah, I don't think you can go too far wrong with having a bow. Have you guys seen the new commercial out, the new holiday commercial for Mercedes-Benz?
No.
All of them look the same.
All these
well, the dad drives. It's a snowstorm out, and the dad drives his son to this movie theater to meet a girl, and the kid's probably like 12, 13, something like that. And he gets there, and the movie theater's like completely. It's open, but it's empty because the weather's so bad out. And he runs up into the theater to look for his girl. She's not there. He's all sad and stuff. And then goes back outside and looks, and here comes yet another Mercedes. Coming into the parking lot with the moms dropping off the girl for their date so they can meet. And it's supposed to be like
an empty movie theater?
Yeah, so it's just these two kids. And it's supposed to be like this touching commercial, and I'm thinking, you spoiled brats with your parents and their really expensive cars, got them to take you out in a storm to meet at the movie theater so you could get your way. It doesn't quite work for me. But
when's the first time you guys made out with a girl at a movie?
At a movie?
Yeah.
I remember probably... It's narrowed down to probably two movies. It was either, hey man, buddy dropping by. It was either White Fang, if you remember that. It was a Disney movie about a
Jack London book.
Ethan Hawke was in it. White Fang or Beverly Hillbillies. Do you remember Beverly Hillbillies?
Yep.
The movie came
yep.
out. And I couldn't tell you at all what Beverly Hillbillies is about. Because I was in the back row making out for like two straight hours, and it was fantastic.
Were your lips bleeding?
I think she had braces, to be honest with you,
nice.
At the time. Yeah,
nice.
And I did not care. It was sweet pain is what it was. It was great.
Were your hands, were they behaving, or were you getting a little feel?
No, they were getting.
I feel like we're getting toward the R-rated aspect.
Yeah, they were getting. Those are the good old days, though. I was probably 14 at the time when this was happening. And I'll tell you what, having a chubby for 2 hours is difficult. That's for sure. You know, that's what happens when you're that age. You're making
you
out with a girl.
See the Seinfeld when Jerry gets caught by Newman making out with his girlfriend
during Schindler's List.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't quite Schindler's List material. But.
And then Newman narcs to Jerry's parents because Jerry's parents are in town.
Jerry,
Schindler's
List.
Oh, it's so great.
Gray, what was your first makeout movie? Do you remember?
Oh, God. In the theater? I don't know if I've ever actually made out in a theater. I've made out watching movies at home or,
you got to go
in a basement.
You got to do it at the theater.
At the theater, man.
The element of risk.
That's what the back row was invented for, man.
I'm not a big PDA guy in that regard, no.
Mine was Armageddon.
Armageddon? That's actually a good movie. I'm surprised.
Close my eyes.
Did you watch the movie or did you?
I went again because I was intrigued by the movie, but there's certain things that lure you from it and you can't.
Yeah, when that song comes on.
How old were you? How old is that movie?
I don't know. I was probably in like middle school.
The movie came out in the 90s.
I really
mid-90s? Mid-90s.
So you went with Carper?
Stop it.
You made out with Carper?
Stop it.
And notice he didn't say who he was making out with.
He probably was there. Stop it.
Was this in Clarinda?
That was back when we had a theater, and then they
what type of theater did you have there? Was it one with a balcony? A lot of those old schools have balconies.
No, it's like a Morton building.
Everything's in a Morton building in Clarinda.
It really is.
The bars, the movie theaters, everything.
There's a lot of truth to that. There was a guy who we thought was like a lot of the parents in town were paranoid that Kenny, the movie theater owner, was a pedophile.
Really?
Yeah, because he was kind of weird. And you got to remember, this is back in the 90s, right? So it's not nearly as this is in the 90s in Southwest Iowa. So people would see him dressing as a female.
Oh.
Elsewhere.
That's risky.
Which, again, you got to realize you're in rural Iowa in the 90s.
That doesn't play well.
No, it's not Des Moines in 2016 where it's like fairly, and I don't want to say it's common, but it's people, like you see it.
Less shocking.
Yeah, like when you do that in Clarinda in 1993, you're going to get some parents who are a little bit skeptical about sending their children there.
Understandable.
I liked them, though. If I ever didn't like a movie or I wasn't getting any action, I would just go out and talk with Kenny. Great guy.
Give you free popcorn.
Yeah.
Ask you to come in the back room with them. Oh, man. Have you guys ever been in the theater? I think it's still over there in Nevada.
Mike and Ike's.
Nevada's got an old classic theater. It's on their main street, but it has the upstairs, got the balcony.
Yeah.
Like theaters used to be.
Never been there.
I love going to movies. I like the smell of popcorn when you go into a place.
I'm just laughing now, thinking back to my childhood. Everything is in a Morton building.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I need to get to Clarinda.
Oh, Mark, you'd love it.
I need to go.
You'd
there.
Love it. I don't know how some of my farmer friends would take you, but I think you would really enjoy that.
I can adapt.
No, I'm just kidding. They would like you.
I want to see Gray play some more bad golf over there.
Oh,
that was bad. You need to get over it.
Gray, you're a good golfer. You're not a great golfer.
Thank you.
That was the worst round I've ever seen you
play. Terrible.
Oh, were you distracted by the surroundings? Was it just too much to take in?
I couldn't hit a shot under 100 yards. I had the shanks.
Our course isn't that bad.
It's all right.
It's a small town. It's a nice course.
There's like two or three holes that are really, really stupid.
Yeah, because you have to hit around a pole. But you don't have
– There's like a fence literally in the middle of your tee shot. You have to hit around a fence.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, hole. That's a
– How was there
that,
a fence?
That was the first – we did a shotgun start. It was our first hole. Immediately, I was not impressed.
That's hole 14.
But after that, it was pretty good.
Immediately not impressed. Do you guys have big plans for – we'll get to sports here, but it is December. Like, it's one of my favorite months. You know, it's cold. It's supposed to get really cold next week, by the way. I sent you that article.
Like the 40 inches of snow?
No, I don't know about snow, but there's like a huge air mass developing over Canada. It's going to head down into the western states next week and then work its way east. So it's supposed to be pretty darn cold at the end of next week. So prepare for that. Getting inside, you know, Christmas, you're putting up the trees. Did you get your lights put up, by the way?
Tuesday night after I got off the air, I went up for 3 hours.
A little cold, a little chilly that night?
Everything is chapped now.
Yeah.
Everything. It was fun, though. I love doing that.
How many beers did you have?
I did not have any. And here's why, because it was so damn cold. It was one of those deals where I just wanted to get off the damn roof.
Yeah.
And I had to get it done because, you know, and Cammie loves it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
No.
It's for you and your wife.
So I put some on the bushes, you know.
Yeah.
And we created a playroom for Cammie, and it's where she gets rocked before she goes to sleep as well. And last night we had a major meltdown because she was – Dithmith lights. Quitmith lights. That's what she's saying because she can see them, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, she wouldn't have her bottle. Like, she was just – she's obsessed with the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Ashley just politely asked me to close the blinds. I did, and total epic meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wanted to see the Dithmith lights. Like, it was a big ordeal at our house.
Did you yell at her a little bit?
No.
You didn't raise your voice?
I picked her up, and I gave her a kiss. What the hell would I yell at her for?
Ah, you know, no, you don't cry about that. You know, toughen up a little bit, Cammy.
She's 20 months old.
This wouldn't shock you at all, but I actually called and tried to find out how much it costs to have another company come and do my Christmas lights.
Well, whatever they'll do it for, I'll do it for $200 less.
I think we've had this conversation a couple weeks back, didn't we?
Yeah, you got to buy them, though. It's a pain in the butt.
Mark, I will put them up for you. Pay me $500. I'll do it.
That's not quite $200 less than
okay,
they were
$400.
Be. They were like $640 or something.
All right, I'll
like
give
that.
You a hell of a deal. I'll do it for
$400.
Like
I might take you up on that.
I'll do it.
But you got a lot of you got to make them look as good as my neighbor two doors down, Lane, who hired the company to come do his.
Dude,
and they look great. They're on there nice and straight.
That's because you use clips. It's the lazy people who don't use clips, and that's when you get into the problem.
You know?
I use clips.
I think
there's no straighter house of lights than mine.
I do a lot of things well. I do a lot of.
Have you seen his house?
Yeah.
It's not an easy job. His house would be.
The roof line's probably a little wider than Chris's.
And higher. A little higher.
Yeah, you may want to come scout the job before you.
I'm just telling you, I wouldn't do it for $400.
Yeah, Lane's roof's a lot taller than mine, and they did his just fine. But no, the wife does want them done.
You're getting a little late, Mark. It's December.
I know. And I hate to disappoint.
At this point, you just need to pay for it and do it.
Well, the wife understands who she married. And she married the guy that isn't the get-on-the-roof-do-the-lights guy. That's not me. So I'm either hiring it or it ain't happening.
Dude, last year I got bombed up on the roof. It was bad.
You don't want to get bombed out on a roof.
My neighbor Chris, you guys have met Chris. It's Ava's dad.
Yeah.
We often have a tradition where we drink on each other's roofs. While we do this,
sounds dangerous.
It's so much fun. But
sounds
like this year, it was just too damn cold. Like I waited too long. It's kind of my tradition after Iowa State's last football game because it's usually that last week in November. I'll get up on the roof and do it after that game. And you know, I had to go. I was in Florida this year, so that kind of.
And it was 50-mile-an-hour winds the day you wanted to put them up before.
Correct.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Wind advisory. Not
yeah,
a
yeah.
Florida was fun, by the way. Boys looked good down there.
Well, they lost one.
Well, I know, but I saw a lot of good, encouraging things.
No, they did look good.
They're a fun team.
I like the team. I like the boys. You guys, they win tonight, right?
Yeah. I see they're 7.5-point favorites. They couldn't cover. The better question is they cover.
I wouldn't touch that.
7.5, I don't know anything about Cincinnati.
They're tough. They always are physically tough. So, but you know what? Miami typically is too, and we handle them pretty good. I like Iowa State tonight. Protect Hilton. You going, Trevor?
No, I can't. The wife grounded me, which means I have to babysit my own children. So
it's not babysitting.
I know. She's going and doing something, and here's the funny thing. She's told me probably like 5 times what she's doing tonight, and I still qualify it as something.
What is she doing? Does she have a date?
I think she got a date, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With a less egotistical, better-looking man?
We have an open marriage. If she wants to go date around, it's fine. Doesn't bother me.
I like how I can say that to you and you just shrug it off. Like, I've been around a lot of dudes lately who are really sensitive.
Dude, I'm the least sensitive.
I know you're right. I appreciate that.
I don't care, man.
I appreciate that.
See the stuff Gray says to me on the text all the time.
Gray, for being like Mr. Purity, like over here.
You know what I like? In our text, we got this Vegas text. There's 12 guys in it, I think, that we just text about everything, really, life. And I'm happy to see that our mutual friend, Adam Bentz, who's a funny guy, he used to hate on me, but now he hates on Gray much more than I did. So it's nice to see someone replace myself.
He doesn't like when I troll him. He's not amused by my troll
game. I have a special photo it's saved in my phone now because when Gray gets rolling and starts trolling, I can just send it out. It's a troll under a bridge. It's great.
I just got an email.
Yeah.
The former executive producer of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Is just released a memoir about the show.
Yeah.
I can get him on my radio show. Should I do that?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a must.
Man, I think that's a must radio.
Work on getting Kelly Kapowski as well.
Did I tell you that
I'm not that big. Come on.
Did I tell you I had Dennis Haskins call my buddy and wish him happy birthday?
That's Belding, right?
Yeah. Mr. Belding. You can do that.
Have you seen him lately?
Oh, he's huge.
Oh, man.
He's huge. Would you have liked that as a – like, I'm trying to think. Who would you want like a D-level celebrity to call and leave you a voicemail to wish you a happy birthday? Is there anybody out there that, like Newman? If I got Newman from Seinfeld to do it?
Any Seinfeld character for me. Like
the soup Nazi?
Like George's mom or
– I bet a lot of those people I could get. When's your birthday? I got to
– June.
Got to plan ahead.
June 29th.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. No, anybody. Seinfeld's my jam. Anyways, no, the boys played well. I think they'll win tonight, but I think it'll be I would not bet the game. I'm weird about one game I did bet was Indiana money line last night.
Did you do money line? Good for you.
Giddy up.
I was going to, and then I chickened out and just didn't bet it at all.
Do we have breaking news here, Gray, by the way, on our phones?
Did you see the letter from Jamie Pollard?
No.
I haven't either. I don't know.
Our ISU connection just texted us this.
What
literally letter? Right now.
Letter from Jamie.
Oh, wait. Paul, oh, it's nothing. I just saw a news thing come across my phone. Just confirmed that Iowa State will switch sides, I think is what it said.
Oh, this is breaking news, though.
Yeah. We're literally breaking it fresh. And by the time people listen to this, it won't be fresh anymore. I think that's what it just said.
ISU will now be on the west sidelines of Jack Trice Stadium.
Yeah, so that rumor was accurate.
Man, when you said letter from Pollard, I'm like, did somebody like screenshot an email? And I'm thinking, oh, no, this is going to be a busy work day.
You're like, I'm going to have to cancel my trip. I can't go to Minnesota now.
By the way, I was going to get your opinions. I had the Warren Moon jersey in my truck.
You have to wear it.
But I feel like
you wore it last year, right?
The last time I wore the Warren Moon jersey was the Blair Walsh shank in the playoffs.
But he's cut now. He's done.
I don't know. Like it's. I like wearing the Warren Moon jersey because it automatically gives you credibility as a fan. People love the Warren Moon jersey. Like you got people coming up to you all day. Like oh,
I don't
sweet.
Think he can go wrong with that.
You got to wear the Warren Moon jersey.
Think so?
You just do me a favor. No more shots to Corey Stringer during the game. That's where I draw the line.
Why? Honoring a fallen Viking?
15 times during the middle of the game?
It was cool.
What was he doing?
He would turn around to all the fans behind us and be like, hey, guys, this shot here is for Corey Stringer. The Corey Stringer, and he'd take a shot.
I love it.
Everyone would look at him like, who the hell is this guy?
Keep in mind, it was the second coldest game in NFL history, and it was Fireball. Okay?
Oh, we drank a lot of Fireball in the game. How many?
I think we drank a whole damn bottle of Fireball.
Well, we had like those like mid-sized ones, and we brought in like five of them.
We couldn't
drink the beer.
Because the beer would freeze.
Yeah.
Like you literally would open it, Mark, and the beer would be frozen. It's ice.
I remember that, how cold it was that day.
Minus 27. It actually
I was feeling bad for you guys.
That
was
one of the most fun days I've had, other than how the game turned out. But
it would have been an epic day if it wasn't.
It was a blast. So we're in Travis Hines' in-law's basement where Gray and I stayed that night.
They had more booze down there.
Gray and I wake up. I mean, it's a noon kick, and we just start taking shots. It's like 7 o'clock.
You got to get the core temperature.
We were bombed by the time we even got
there.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah.
Oh, it was a blast.
I'm just seeing if Pollard said anything else in this letter. I'm looking at this letter.
Well, you're too obsessed with the letter. Why do you care about the letter?
Well, I just want to
see. Who gives a crap?
I just want to see if he mentioned you.
Due to several significant competitive and operational issues, Coach Campbell has requested that we switch sidelines with the visiting team.
Good for him.
Although that may not appear to be a significant change, we do not take this change lightly as we recognize many of you have chosen your seat.
Chosen.
Your seat location based on our football team using the east sidelines. Fans will get over it. They'll be all right.
If fans get mad about that, then I mean, I guess there's some people who will get upset about that. Never mind.
They will be relocating seating areas for visiting fans, visiting band recruits, and guests of our football players.
That's interesting.
He's also addressing parking, the east lot across the across University Boulevard. They're trying to improve that.
Where are they going to put the visiting fans? You can't put them right by the students.
I think you put them up in the top left. Keep Amen. Away from it. Yeah. Did I do?
All right. Let's get the picks, Joe.
Making improvements up there, Jamie Pollard.
Wait, before we do picks, I think Charter should take a shot.
Oh, yeah. So, what's going on with the picks now?
Charter, for the third time in 4 weeks, went 0-5.
So I don't know if this was ever explained last week of what I texted you. I literally texted you this because I wasn't there.
Did you listen to the podcast?
I wasn't there. I never did. No, well, did you mention it?
I explained it, yeah.
So I went with the teams that had constantly been screwing me, thinking, why not give them one more try? And then all five of them screw me again. So when I make my picks this week, I'm going to go out on a limb and tell people, pay no attention to these because there's no reason to think I'm going to be right because I'm riding a cold streak. But cold streaks get hot.
You're not on a cold streak right now, right? You're in the ice age.
It's bad, dude.
You were 2-18 in your last 20 picks.
That's hard to do.
Williams, he's 2-18.
That's really
10%.
Hard. That's just
it's 10%.
Mean, that's as hard to do as going 18-2.
I think it's harder.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's harder.
For sure. That's the worst streak of picking I've ever had in my life.
But what, Mark, what did I tell you when you went 12-3 those 3 weeks.
You said it would turn around.
I said go the other way. Because you made some arrogant comment in a text, like, people should be paying me for these picks. And I said, I wouldn't pay you a dime because it's bound to turn around.
Yeah. What I'm comforted by, though, is people like Lee Sterling, who's a professional tout, sells his picks.
Yeah.
I believe is having a losing year this year.
Dude, so is Phil Steele, who's in the same boat.
So that's horrible.
This has been a brutal year.
Weird.
Across the board.
Well, it's frustrating when to make a bet properly, you have to have a read on a team. And then you watch a team like Texas Tech come up to Iowa State and score 10 points. And then the next week against Baylor, who should be better than Iowa State, probably not this year, but should be, they score 55. So how do you gauge Texas Tech as a team?
Remember when Iowa State almost and should have beat Baylor, and we all thought, wow, this was a great game. Now you look at it, and Baylor's terrible.
Yeah.
They're awful.
But so, the Texas Tech one, man, I probably was in the minority, but I thought they would house Baylor last week.
Did you?
You can ask Bloom. Bloom and I got into an argument before that game started there, and because Bloom was like you, Mark. He was all over the Baylor train, and I was like, dude,
yeah.
Their coaches aren't even preparing for this game. They're trying to find jobs.
By the way, this is funny because we were driving back from Kansas City when Iowa State was playing Gonzaga the other day, and we got the TuneIn app so we could listen to you. So here's my shout-out to Brent Bloom. I had never heard Brent do a game before. He's really good.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's excellent. He should be doing it, like, full-time somewhere. And I kept – it was funny because I kept waiting for you to say things like daddy like and stuff. And
then, I can't do that.
And then I forgot, like, okay, this is actually like a professional thing he's doing. But I wanted him to break in with like some of the stuff that he says, but he wasn't going there.
Bloom's good. He's no Joe Buck, though.
We had a guy call in.
Joe, shut up, dude.
We had a guy call into the post-game show with Whit for once and asked me what my favorite type of booze is. And I'm like, dude, this is not Cyclone Fanatic. We can't.
Yeah,
but you answer. Right?
Call me on Thursday.
Do you want to tell the people what I'm doing?
So Charter lost back to back weeks. You've lost five straight weeks to be exact, or four straight. I'm sorry, weeks to be exact. And you're supposed to be doing two shots today, but we're actually letting you do one because this is your own Malort.
This is supposed to be the worst stuff in the world.
Is
worst
the shot T in the world. Pronounced? Is it Malort or Malort?
I'm sure it's Malort. As bad as it is. There's two dots over the O, but nothing over the T. I don't know.
And he has to wait 10 seconds before chasing it.
Before chasing it.
So let me read the description of this real quick. On the bottle, it says it's officially called Jepson Malort. But Jepson Malort, it says, has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical. Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers. That's what it says on this bottle.
Enjoy, buddy.
All right. So 10 seconds.
10 seconds. We'll count it down. We'll do Mississippi on this.
Man,
I hope you puke.
That's full, dude.
Yes, it is. One Mississippi.
Two. Oh. That is a disgusting aftertaste, dude. Oh, my God. You guys need to drink that.
I'm good. Oh. I'm good. I'll pass.
God. That is gross. That is really gross.
Would you puke if you had to take another one?
I might. God, the aftertaste is awful.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like... I don't even know, dude. It's like such a shocking, horrible aftertaste. It's like sitting right here. All right, that's been 10 seconds for sure.
Yeah, you're good. Take your Mountain Dew.
You guys should try just a little.
I don't want it.
I don't know how to describe it.
I've taken my fair share of shots this year. I'm good.
It tastes skunky. It's just, smelling it smells normal. I don't know. One of you should be brave and take just a little.
I'm not.
Maybe
next year.
Yeah, next week or something.
That is it's sitting in the throat.
Well, we know if Mark wins this week what the loser next week's doing.
Yeah.
That is not good, fellas.
Do you think you can lose 5 weeks in a row?
Oh, sure, I can. Absolutely.
All right, let's get going.
All right, what do you got?
Holy crap.
Wait, Williams, you can go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually wrote a few down here. I'm going to continue to ride the suckiness of the Baylor Bears. I don't like the hook here. It's 17.5, but I think West Virginia is they're rolling. They're a lot better than people think. I still believe that Baylor's terrible. Give me West Virginia by 24.
The chaser's not helping.
Wait,
guys.
What?
I think they'll end up winning the game by like
24. 20. I was going to say, spread 17.5.
17.5 is the spread, yeah.
Mountain Dew is not even killing the aftertaste.
Jeez.
That horrible.
Bad.
That horrible.
Bad.
Yeah. Dude, I'm on the opposite side of Williams on that game.
So why are you betting Baylor?
Because I'm addicted to him.
But do you realize that, like,
that's still a lot of points. Yeah, 17 and a half points.
Their coaches, like, aren't even preparing for the game. They're out trying to find jobs.
I get it. My hope is West Virginia doesn't care either.
Okay. Good luck. I think you're wrong. Mark's going to be 0-1. We should make a side bet.
Dude, do not drink Malort. That is awful, man. It's just, it's not going away. It's lingering in my throat. Like, I don't know what's in it, man, but it sticks to your throat instead of going away.
Ugh. I will. I'm gonna go over under. I'm gonna take the under in the Oklahoma State Oklahoma game. It's 78. It's a rivalry game. Usually,
I've got the same bet.
You do.
Yeah.
By the way, Mitch Hoppenworth, thanks for bringing this. I owe you money. Get a hold of me and I'll pay you for this stuff.
You can see under Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I'm not stealing it from you.
I'm just trust you.
I wrote it down in my little trusty notebook here.
I appreciate that. All right. So you've got two picks. What's your second pick, Charter?
Second pick. I'm gonna go with. Reluctantly, Okie State plus 11.
I don't mind that.
Against Oklahoma.
I'm not touching that game on the side, but if I had to, I would go with that one.
Okie State.
I think Oklahoma State could win that outright. Good. That's a good little, like, throw $20 down on the money line game right there, I think.
Where was Okie State in the top?
One behind Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're 10th. Oklahoma's 9th.
Okay. If they win that game, I wouldn't put them in the top four. But they would have a very legitimate case.
Yeah, they got screwed. They beat Central Michigan.
That's too many spots to jump.
Though. Yeah, and the committee is obviously not loving the Big 12. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them this year either.
But they should be an 11-1 team.
Absolutely, and they would
with
be
a couple good wins. Oklahoma, yeah. West Virginia. I mean, good wins.
And their perception would be completely different too.
Yeah, their wins really wouldn't be that much different than let's say Ohio State's.
Correct. I totally agree.
Okay, I am going to go with
I've got one ready.
Go ahead.
Kansas State at plus 4.5 at TCU.
That was my pick.
Okay.
We're going the same stuff here.
Well, there's not that many games this week, so we're going to step on each other quite a bit.
Yeah.
You're going to give me 4.5 in Snyder against that team?
That game was tempting. I didn't take it. I'm going to take, again, Virginia Tech's one of those teams that, like, who the hell are they? They've had games where they looked great. They've had games where they got slaughtered. But I think Clemson still has a lot to play for just to kind of solidify their place in the playoff. So Clemson minus 10 over La Tech.
I'm playing the over in that game.
Okay, what is that?
Let's get the updated one right here. It was 58.
Where is that game, by the way?
Over 58.
Like Charlotte or?
It's not changing my opinion, but.
I don't know.
It's not at either one of their home fields.
No, it's a neutral field.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to, you know, I listen to a lot of people. Everyone's on this Penn State hype train, but I think Wisconsin's just flat out a better team. Well, I think their defense is better.
I think, but the reason was Penn State's like 8-0 against the spread the last 8 games.
Yeah, so it's going to come to an end.
Same with Colorado. They're 11-1 on the year against
the spread. I'm with you on that pick, Gray.
I'm going to take Wisconsin minus 2.5.
I got it, too.
Interesting.
Yep.
That Wisconsin team is just – all they do is just continue to play phenomenal defense.
I've had almost a full can of Mountain Dew, and I still taste Jepson's Malort in my throat.
It's funny.
It's not, actually.
Do you think P.J. Fleck's back next year? You think he's at Oregon? Where do you think he's at?
I think he'll take Oregon if he gets it. If he doesn't get Oregon, I think he's back.
How is that guy not get a job? 2 years in a row. How's he not get a job somewhere?
Well, he could have gotten jobs, I think, last year, and I think he's pulling the Tom Herman move, or he's just kind of waiting until whatever his. He knows he can go 11-1 every year at Western Michigan and stay hot, so he's waiting for whatever his. I don't know what that dream job would be. I mean, he could get Purdue right now if he wanted it.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No. Who's Oregon get?
Well, there's rumors that Brian Kelly's looking at it. He's got that academic stuff going on there, so getting out of there would make a lot of sense. If I were Oregon, I would try and lure Chip Kelly.
Yeah, but Chip...
He wants to be in the NFL.
He quoted and said he doesn't want to go back.
Oh, he did? Okay. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
I would not hire Scott Frost if I were Oregon. I would stay away from him. The problem is I don't think he would... Leach would make a ton of sense. at Oregon. They'd be freaking awesome if they could get Leach. They already have that type of player. Just thinking out loud. To me, Fleck is the absolute home run if you're Oregon. You've got to try and get PJ Fleck. He would be perfect with that Nike culture over there.
Yeah.
He's exactly what they want. Yeah. Flash, you know, like, dude, change the uniforms.
So
like,
does he do this every game or not? I was watching when they played Toledo the other night, and I think it switched to the fourth quarter maybe. And that dude, like, sprints to the opposite end of the field, like, trying to beat his players. Dude. Yeah. That's cool.
I like Fleck.
You think he'd be a home run hire?
For Oregon, I think, like, I mean, if you just look around, it, like, I think he's the top candidate right now.
You know, it's funny.
You don't like him, though, do you?
No. I think he's a good coach. He seems like such a wild card to me. I just don't know what you're going to get when he gets into a big-time job where the media's around him all the time.
I get what you're saying. I think he's a good fit there.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that.
I don't think he would be a good fit at LSU, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he'd fit in that Oregon culture where it's all about Nike and uniforms and flash. I think he's perfect.
Do you think Tom Herman's a perfect hire for Texas?
I don't know if Texas can make a – no, I don't. I think Tom will win there, but I think, in my mind, a perfect hire for Texas is somebody whose name and stature is larger than life, who can go up to Red McCombs and tell him to F off. Mac Brown could do that.
Nick Saban.
Herman would want to.
No, I know. Well, that's the thing about Tom that worries
me. If Texas is so rich, and I understand he doesn't want to leave, but if they're so rich, right, they can do anything they want, what stops them from calling Nick Saban's agent and saying, we'll give him $15 million?
They tried to do that last time.
But then they let it slip through and it pissed him off, right?
If that wouldn't have gotten out, Saban would be at Texas right now.
I mean, is it so far fetched to think that Texas, if they wanted to, could pay $15 million bucks a year for the best coach in the country?
They could if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So like, this is my worry. My only worry about Tom is the Bo Pelini factor at Nebraska, where Pelini wouldn't play the booster game. He wouldn't. I mean, he just wouldn't.
No,
and,
I get it.
And that was the issue. And my whole deal with Tom is he's a charismatic SOB, and he can BS with the best of them. But if they go 7-5 and he feels some heat, Tom has the tendency to bite back pretty hard. And at Texas, you almost need to be more of a salesman, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I still think he's going to win.
I think most of that stuff's irrelevant. If you win, nobody really cares.
Correct, I'm just saying Texas is such a different because of the politics and stuff.
Yeah.
The good thing is Tom's been around that program for decades, so I think it works. But you said, like, who's the perfect? Like, to me, like a a Brian Kelly, I think, would be a really good fit there.
I think he's a good hire. I think he'll do good. I think he'll do well there. But there's really no home run hire. The only home run hires, in my opinion, is when Alabama got Saban, Ohio State went out and got Urban Meyer, and even Michigan with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Those are like, you know, when those guys get there, they're going to win right away. Everyone else, it's a crapshoot. Like,
the Texas, like the Gruden thing got tossed around. Yeah. I don't know if Gruden would win in college.
No.
I have no idea.
You don't know. Lovie Smith's going to struggle probably at Illinois. Herman, you just flip a coin on those guys. Herman, he was only at Houston for 2 years. He did a good job there. Was it that good? I don't know.
I just think it's hilarious that 5 years ago, I mean, everybody at Iowa State was questioning Yancey McKnight's training methods because of the injuries and all the stuff.
Is he at Texas now?
Yeah, he's with Herman at Texas. I mean, there's a ton of Iowa. Kenny Pope's going to be the running back coach at Texas.
Oh, jeez.
You've got Roosevelt Majette's going to be on that staff, former Iowa State player.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I hope those guys kick ass. I love all those guys.
Kenny Pope's one of my all-time favorites. Here's my question. How much of it – Tom Herman's still kind of riding the Urban Meyer train a little bit, isn't he?
No question. Absolutely.
So there's still a little bit of question as far as how good of a head coach can he be?
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
If he's so good that Texas had to have him, he's the clear choice, all of that stuff.
I think he was the right choice, by the way.
Doesn't he do a little bit better in some of these games this year? That's what bothers me.
They had a ton of injuries, like an abnormal amount of injuries.
Yeah, they did.
They had way more than anyone else.
I just don't see
Ward
why
was
he was –
never really himself.
No. I just don't see why he was such a clear-cut favorite to be the next coach. Sarah, you should have a shot of that.
Sarah, I'll give you $5 right now if you take that shot.
I drink a lot of liquor, so no thank you.
Well, just a little shot.
All right. How many picks do we have left?
One left.
Good side conversation there.
Go
ahead, Mark.
I'm going out. I hate all my picks. F this game. Dude, I'm going to take Florida plus 24 against Bama. That's a hell of a lot of points,
I thought
man.
About that one.
It's a hell of a lot of points. And
Alabama covers every week. It's remarkable.
I know, man. But is Florida going to score any points in the game? I mean, maybe not. But if they if they do.
Their defense is good.
It's going to be a tough cover for Bama.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise 24.5 is a lot. It wouldn't surprise me if this was low scoring, kind of like that LSU Alabama game, where it was like a 21-0 game.
I would say Bama's chances of winning the game are like 99.9%.
Yeah,
but I don't think they win by that much.
And it really doesn't. There's no pressure on them because even if they lose, they're still in the final four.
They're still in the playoff. Yeah.
I mean, there's no pressure. I'm taking Washington -7.5 in the
Pac-12. You're going against the streak, the Colorado streak.
Yeah, I really like Colorado, what they've done this year, but Washington's better.
Keep an eye on that guy as the next Baylor coach, by the way.
Who?
McIntyre.
That was one of the bigger surprises last week.
Who would
take
that job right now?
He's Baptist.
Oh, man, that seems like a tough job to take right now.
I agree, but he's Baptist, and that's a huge deal there.
I would wait one. I'd let one coach go there and lose for 3 years. Yeah. And then
Charlie Strong it?
Yeah.
Did you guys see Washington spanking Washington State like that?
No.
Like they did last week?
No,
that was a shocker.
I didn't. That surprised me.
Leach, he has a lot of those games, though. Always has.
Reluctantly, I don't really like a fifth pick. I thought about Penn State, but Wisconsin they've screwed me all year. I'm just staying away from them. I will take the Oklahoma State plus 11 just because it's a rivalry game. There's a lot on the line.
That's in Norman, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oklahoma's defense kind of sucks.
Kind of.
So
for them, yeah, terrible.
So I had the under in that game and Oklahoma State.
You got a lot riding
on Bedlam this year. I thought about going down to that.
Bedlam.
Not going to now because I'm going to the Cowboys Vikings tonight. But
all right. I don't know why I'm doing this because I lost on this one last week, and they suck. But I'm going to take
Don't take Frank Solich.
Don't? It's 18.5.
You're wrong.
Frank Solich.
Don't do it, huh?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Did I talk you out? I would not take that. But now if they cover, you're going to come back and blame me. So
of course I will.
Do whatever you want.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna switch it up then. I'm gonna go with Wyoming.
Ooh.
Plus 6.5 at home against San Diego State. I feel good about it.
All right.
I feel nothing about that. That pick sucks too.
I love it.
All right, boys.
A ballsy Wyoming pick.
Great podcast this week. Go buy your wife a house from Charter for Christmas.
Hopefully we restored your faith in the podcast after that horrible display last week.
We talked about making out in movie theaters.
Well, first off, last week you put us in a bad spot because we didn't know we were doing the solo until about 5 minutes before we recorded.
Well, you knew I was going to be gone.
Which is BS, by the way.
That's not BS.
Yes, it was BS because your flight got delayed. You could have come down and done the podcast. Instead, you decided to choose drink alcohol with Blue.
I could not have done that.
He will always choose alcohol over you. All right?
Which is true.
Let's be clear about
what
this.
What happened was we were supposed to leave at 1. The flight got delayed to 6. However, we were told to stick around because it's a charter flight, so they could call and say, "Oh, we're leaving at 4." So I didn't want to be stuck in Ankeny.
Hey, there won't be any delays today, baby.
Had the entire Iowa State basketball team waiting on me.
When you fly private, you go.
Hey, when you're big time now, they'll wait on you.
No, they won't. All right, later, guys. Have a great weekend.
Later.